Buddha or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha, the Diamond Sutra.
The Diamond Sutra, History. Buddha once dwelt in Anatha Pandika's park in the Jeta Grove at Srivasti, with 1,250 monks and many bodhisattvas, or spiritual practitioners. Near dawn, Buddha clothed himself, took up his bowl, and entered the great city of Srivasti to collect food offered as alms. Having returned and eaten, Buddha put away his bowl and cloak, bathed his feet, and sat with legs crossed and body upright upon the seat arranged for him, mindfully fixing attention in front of himself. Many monks approached Buddha, showing great reverence, and seated themselves about him.
A monk called Subhuti arose from his seat in the midst of the monks and, showing great respect for Buddha, said, "It is wonderful how much Buddha has helped the bodhisattvas, or spiritual practitioners. How should men and women who set out on the bodhisattva path progress, and how should they control their thoughts?"
Lead all beings to nirvana. Buddha replied, "Listen carefully. All bodhisattvas, or spiritual practitioners, should hold this thought. Every kind of created being which can be called a being, egg-born, formed in a womb, born from moisture or produced by metamorphosis, or with form or without, all these I guide towards nirvana, or the highest paradise, even though no being at all has been led to nirvana, the highest paradise."
Why, if in a bodhisattva or spiritual practitioner, the conception of being, egotistic entity, personality, or separate existence should take place, this bodhisattva or a spiritual practitioner would not be an authentic being of wisdom and compassion.
Practice virtue. A bodhisattva or spiritual practitioner should practice virtue without regard to appearances, unsupported by sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, or mental attachments. A bodhisattva, spiritual practitioner, should practice virtue without attachment to externals. Why? This is the way to being Buddha, or an enlightened being.
Tathagata's phenomenal attributes. Buddha then asked Subhuti, "But what do you think? Can the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, be recognized by any phenomenal attribute?" "No, Buddha. Why? Because the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, has taught that the possession of phenomenal attributes is in fact non-possession of any phenomenal attributes."
Buddha elaborated, "Where there is possession of phenomenal attributes, there is delusion. Where there is non-possession of any phenomenal attributes, there is no delusion. The Tathagata, or Buddha, enlightened being, is therefore recognized by the attribute of having no phenomenal attributes." Ask about the future. Subhuti then asked Buddha, "In the future, in the last 5 centuries, when the way is obscured, will any beings understand the truth of these teachings?" Buddha answered, "Do not say this, Subhuti. Even then, in the remote future, there will be beings who will understand the truth when these words are taught. There will even then be bodhisattvas or spiritual practitioners, meritorious in conduct, practiced in virtue, and full of wisdom, who will understand the truth when they hear these teachings. Such bodhisattvas or spiritual practitioners, Subhuti, will not have honored one Buddha or enlightened being alone, nor will they have rooted their merit under just one Buddha or enlightened being. Rather, these bodhisattvas or spiritual practitioners who will find serene faith awakened upon hearing the words of this teaching will have honored and rooted themselves in merit under countless Buddhas or enlightened beings. They are known to the Tathagata or Buddha enlightened being through his Buddha thought. They are seen by the Tathagata, Buddha or enlightened being, with his Buddha eye. Hence, they are fully known to the Tathagata, Buddha, enlightened being, and they will all acquire and produce inestimable merit.
And why? Because, Subhuti, these bodhisattvas or spiritual practitioners will have no perception of an egotistic self, neither of a separate entity nor of a soul, no perception of a personality, nor will they even have a perception of dharma or true teaching, or adharma, or irreligion, or lack of dutifulness. For in them there will be neither perception nor non-perception.
Explain dharma, or true teaching. How can this be? If these bodhisattvas or spiritual practitioners, Subhuti, should perceive either dharma, or true teaching, or adharma, irreligion, or lack of dutifulness, they would think of an ego, a separate entity, a soul, or a personality. Therefore, the Tathagata, or Buddha, enlightened being, has taught this saying with a hidden meaning. Those who know that the teachings about Dharma, or true teaching, are like a raft, should renounce Dharma, or true teaching, and, even more, renounce Adharma, or irreligion, lack of dutifulness.
Buddha asked, "Do you think, Subhuti, that the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, knows any dharma, or true teaching, as the ultimate and perfect enlightenment? Has the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, ever set forth such a teaching?" Subhuti responded, "Not according to my understanding of the teachings of the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being. Why? The dharma, or true teaching, which the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being fully knows and has set forth, can neither be taught nor formulated in words. For it is neither dharma, or true teaching, nor adharma, or irreligion, or lack of dutifulness."
Merit is non-merit. "What do you think, Subhuti?" Buddha asked. "If a man or woman filled 1,000,000,000 worlds with the 7 treasures and made a gift of them to the Tathagata, or Buddha enlightened being, would they accumulate inestimable merit?" Subhuti answered, "The merit accrued would be beyond reckoning. Why? Because the Tathagata, or Buddha enlightened being, has taught that such merit is non-merit."
One who has entered the stream. "What do you think, Subhuti?" Buddha asked. "Does a one who has entered the stream which flows to enlightenment say, 'I have entered the stream'?" "No, Buddha," Subhuti replied. "For he has won no dharma or true teaching, and therefore he is called one who has entered the stream. No objects of sight or hearing have been won, no smells or tastes, no objects of touch, nor even objects of mind. Thus he is called one who has entered the stream. If the thought, 'The fruit of entering the stream has been attained by me,' occurred to such a one, then he would be seizing upon a self, or personality, a soul, or a concept of being."
One who must return once. Buddha asked, "Subhuti, do you think that one who has to return but once again even entertains the thought, 'The fruit of the once returner is mine'?" "No, Buddha," Subhuti replied, "for nothing ultimately real has won the status of a once returner. That is why he is called once returner."
one who will not return. Do you think, Buddha asked, that the one who will not return at all ever thinks the fruit of the never-returner is mine? No, Buddha, Subhuti answered, for nothing which can be considered ultimately real has won the status of never-returner.
One who is fully enlightened. Then Buddha asked, does the fully enlightened one ever think full enlightenment is mine? Indeed not, Subhuti answered, for nothing ultimately real is called fully enlightened, and that is why one who is fully enlightened is called fully enlightened. If one who is fully enlightened ever thought the fruit of being fully enlightened is mine, he would grasp a self, a personality, a soul, or a concept of being.
Dharma is non-dharma. Do you think, Subhuti, Buddha then asked, there is any dharma or true teaching or attainment which the Tathagata or Buddha or enlightened being acquired from the fully enlightened one? No, not one, Subhuti replied.
Perfection is non-perfection. Buddha said, if a bodhisattva or spiritual practitioner declared, I perfect serene Buddha fields, his words would be false. Why? Because the Tathagata, or Buddha enlightened being, has taught that the perfection of serene Buddha fields is non-perfection. Thus the Tathagata, or Buddha enlightened being, speaks of serene Buddha fields. The bodhisattva or spiritual practitioner should develop a thought which is in no way dependent upon sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, or mental objects.
Existence is non-existence. Suppose, Subhuti, a man had an enormous body like Sumeru, the king of mountains. Would the sense of personal existence he had also be enormous? Yes, indeed, Buddha, Subhuti answered. His sense of personal existence would be enormous, but the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, has taught that personal existence is no existence, for it is in fact neither existence nor non-existence. So it is called personal existence.
Summarize the teaching on Dharma. Subhuti asked Buddha, what is this teaching on Dharma, true teaching, and how shall it be remembered? Buddha answered, this teaching, Subhuti, is known as Prajna Paramita, the perfection of wisdom, and you should remember it as such. Yet the very discourse the Tathagata, or Buddha enlightened being, has taught as the perfection of wisdom is actually the teaching which is not the perfection of wisdom. Thus it is only called Prajna Paramita. Do you think, Subhuti, that the Tathagata, Buddha, or enlightened being has taught any special dharma or true teaching? No, Buddha, Subhuti answered, not at all.
Subhuti, hearing this discourse on dharma or true teaching, understood it and was moved to tears. He spoke, Buddha, the teaching of the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, regarding Dharma, or true teaching, is most precious. Through it, Buddha cognition has arisen in me. Never have I witnessed such a teaching. Blessed are those who, when this discourse is taught, have true perception. Yet, true perception is in fact no perception, though the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, teaches true perception.
When this discourse on Dharma or true teaching is being taught, it is easy for me to accept and believe it. But in future days, when the teaching wanes, beings will listen to this teaching, retain it, ponder it, and illuminate it for others, and they will be blessed indeed. For in them no sense of self, no conception of an entity, no perception of personality will exist. A sense of self is no sense. In truth, a conception of being is no conception, and a perception of personality is no perception. The Buddhas, or enlightened beings, have transcended all perceptions.
Buddha said, "It is as you say, Subhuti. Blessed indeed are those beings who do not tremble with fear or awe when they hear this teaching." The Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, has taught Parama Paramita, the supreme perfection. And this teaching of the Tathagata, the Buddha, or enlightened being, is also the teaching of countless Buddhas, or enlightened beings.
Further, Subhuti, the perfection of patience taught by the Tathagata, or Buddha, enlightened being, is in reality no perfection. Why? When the Raja of Kalinga mutilated my body, I had at that time no sense of self, no conception of a being, no perception of personality. If such a conception or perception had arisen at that time, anger and hatred would have arisen in me. But for 500 lives I have been a sage suffused with patience, having no sense of self, no conception of being, no perception of personality.
Practice virtue. A bodhisattva, or spiritual practitioner, once he has relinquished all perceptions, raises his thought to the enlightenment. He releases a thought free of form, sound, smell, taste, touch, or mental activity, free even from dharma, or true teaching, and adharma, or irreligion, or lack of dutifulness. For all such supporting conditions are in reality no support at all. Hence, the Tathagata, or Buddha, or enlightened being, teaches, virtue should be practiced by a bodhisattva, or spiritual practitioner, who relies on no supporting conditions.
A bodhisattva, spiritual practitioner, should practice virtue in this way for the welfare of all beings. And yet, the perception of a being, Subhuti, is no perception. All those beings just spoken of are, in fact, no beings. The Tathagata, Buddha, enlightened being, does not speak falsely, but rather speaks the truth in accord with reality. Yet the Dharma, true teaching, which the Tathagata, Buddha, enlightened being, has attained and now illuminates for others, is neither real nor unreal.
We thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us again next Wednesday for part two of the Holy Buddhist Diamond Sutra. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. We wish you much love and kindness in the days ahead.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD